Did it start?
It's on.
Oh, that was awkward. I think something horrifying just happened out front of your house, and I don't even think you know it was horrifying.
What?
And it's my people pleaser, I think, that's kicked in. Because I drive up, and your boys are so darling, and they're playing football out front, and it's all the things. And then the mailman comes, and your kid throws a football over his head, but you're like, ooh, careful, like, don't hit the mailman. And the mailman says, oh, it's okay. I spent a lot of time in war or something.
He
used to be in the military. And you go, oh, well, then this doesn't impact you.
No. I said, then that could be triggering to have something thrown at you.
That's horrifying that you call it triggering in front of this guy. Like, what do you think, that he was going to hit the deck? Do you think it brought back memories?
It is triggering.
I'm triggered by the fact you said triggered to the mailman who's ex-military.
And he was very...
Like, he's under a couch somewhere now remembering everything because you said he was triggered by a football coming in.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No. You overthink.
Oh, I'm such an overthinker.
I think you might be an Enneagram 6.
No, I wish.
The more I process it.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday. While we're talking about my people pleasing, Kate and I had to return all the stuff to Amazon because I bought 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, tie optional. And I was
what, like, we got the pink dress for anyone who hasn't been
hasn't worn the pink dress yet. Okay, so I bought all these dresses on Amazon, and I'm just sorry, Amazon, but your dress game is bad.
They're
bad fabrics. They're bad everything. Yeah. And so anyway, I had to return all these dresses, you guys. Like, I had dresses. Mike had bought the wrong, like, adapters to use when we're in Europe. All this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so I literally, with Kate, went and returned probably, like, 12 to 14 things, okay? And so you know how you feel pressure? There's no pressure like the pressure at the Amazon drop-off when you have to have, like, the code. And, okay, I got to get the code. And the person's standing there, and there's a line behind you. And ours is, like, at a Whole Foods. And so there's a million people, the one I go to. So anyway, I had screenshotted all the codes. I had them in order. I was ready to go.
That was smart.
And I get up there, and Kate and I are doing it, and the guy's just slow, who's processing him, so slow. And I'm like, Kate, should we step out of line and let some other people go, and we'll get back in line? She's like, no, we have them organized. I go, I can't look back. Are there people behind us? I can't look. She goes, yes, there's people behind us. I go, how many? She goes, I don't know. Turn around and look, Mom. I'm like, no, I can't even look. I can't make eye contact. And we get them all done, and we get outside, and Kate goes, you have a problem, Cynthia Ganoff. I was like, I felt so bad that we were inconveniencing poor Helen behind us, or whoever it is that has, like,
because of your bad purchasing.
Yeah, one toothpick to return, and I don't know why she got a toothpick, but yes, I literally was like, it was the highest stress I've been under in a long time.
This is just the reality of life. Can I tell you when I wasn't people pleasing?
When?
After my nephew's graduation, we went to this gelato place, and it was delicious, and it's very nice. The thing we did not appreciate was the owner sitting there. First thing is, he watched as we got waters and hadn't paid for them yet, but we were so thirsty, we started drinking them while waiting in line.
Uh-oh. Did he say something?
He was watching us. Mm-hmm. Then we're in line, and he asked us to scoot over so that people could walk past the line in and out of the store.
Okay.
I think we're adults. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone comes. Like, excuse me, they can get past. People know how to navigate crowds.
Yeah, we're not in the third grade hall.
Exactly. So that was first strike. Oh, there's my dog.
Oh, barky.
And then second strike, we're sitting there after we got our gelato. We're sitting there, and he goes, ask for us to leave reviews. Which is a little odd, but he's like, we just opened up like last November. Can you leave a review? And I did 5 stars, delicious, right? I didn't even buy gelato. My kids were like, it's good.
Liar.
Delicious. Third strike, or second strike, whatever strike. I don't know what strike I'm on. He asked my father-in-law to move his chair because he felt like he was blocking the entrance.
Oh, my heavens.
Which he wasn't. And then he went up to another one of the people in our group and asked them to move their chair. And then he went back to my father-in-law and asked him to move. And I'm thinking,
what in the world, people?
So I left a new review.
Oh, you left a second? Or you just, it trumps your first?
I deleted the first and I re-reviewed.
And what'd you say?
1 star. I said, owner sitting in restaurant, correcting patrons on where to sit and stand. Incredibly rude. And I told him. I said, hey, just FYI, I changed my review.
Oh my gosh, my people pleaser. I need to get under your desk. Please move. You told him?
I said, I changed my review. It's not appropriate to correct your patrons on.
Oh, holy crud.
And my sister-in-law was standing there and she was
dying.
No, she wasn't sure if he heard me. So she repeated it and he said, thank you.
Oh, no. Now I got to go leave a review and say it's fine, sir.
It's fine, sir. It's not.
No, it's not fine.
It's not fine. But I'm saying in your case, you weren't doing anything wrong. You were out of business, returning things. It may take you longer and it may take somebody else longer another time. That's just life.
Well, okay. So can we have a quick update? Although I don't remember if it's Super Trackers or regular, about me and the boutique brawl.
Oh, yeah. I think it was regular.
I think it was regular because, okay. So
are we like you're like the really nice patron and I'm the mean one?
No, we're like the Karens apparently now.
I think it's perimenopause.
We're just so angry.
I'm just so mad all the time. I don't have a filter anymore. That's for sure.
Oh, my mom. Bless it. Dorothy's losing the filter back. I'm like, Dorothy, please.
Okay, she so literally, what's the update?
Dorothy literally said yesterday about one of her friends. Well, I'm just tired of hearing her say she's a lose weight. Lose it or own it. And my mom's like the sweetest woman in the world.
Is she talking about me?
She's probably talking about me. Okay. So what are we talking? Oh, my boutique brawl, if you will. So
brawl.
Brawl. Remember, I got mad because the owner was so rude to me. And
was related to like returns again.
The return policy. Yes. Apparently I have a problem. And
well,
so
I just think you've got so much going on. You're purchasing. You're just having to.
Just in case.
Buy a lot and then.
And let it all.
And edit later.
Yeah. So anyway, I had talked about it in the last episode. And so one of you sweet listeners DM'd me and was like, tell me now, what's the name of the boutique?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to say it, and I won't say it over the podcast because, you know, like I'm not out to get them. But, and so she is so sweet. I said, well, here's the name, but I need you to know that I'm literally right at this moment contemplating going back because I need to dress so bad for something.
Yeah.
And I probably have one and it's 5 minutes from my house. And if not, I'm going to go to North Park, which is like 25 minutes from my house by you. And I'm like, and so Mike's like, you know, here's the thing. Is it a matter of principle or pride? And we're talking through it, whatever. He's with me and we're laughing about it, whatever. She DMs me back later and I didn't end up going.
This person?
This girl. And she's like, no, you are better than that, Cynthia Ganoff. You are not going back. And I read the reviews and all of them talk about horrible customer service and how rude the owner is. And I was like, I've never felt more vindicated because I thought, I mean, is it me? Am I Karen? And yeah, maybe. Yeah. But, literally, they have bad reviews all over there because the owner is so rude. And I'm just say something, people. If you're a rude person, like I hope you probably don't know you are because Heather and I don't know we are. And I'm sure it sounds like we are right now. She just totally said trigger to the mailman.
He was fine.
Don't be in
the context.
Don't be in the customer service business. Be an attorney. You get paid well to be rude.
Well, and I was thinking about like in this day and age, everyone's stressed about money and everybody's a little bit on edge and the world feels like it's on fire, like a dumpster fire. I get that. And I get being a small business owner's got to be hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want people leaving bad reviews and you can't help it if some random employee treats somebody bad.
But if you're the owner.
If you're the owner and I get that you're stressed and, you know, I think for this guy and the ice cream place, I just think you have to consider what's the experience for your people going.
And
they're wanting to have a fun time and get
was
ice
it
cream.
So crowded? Like, do they need?
I mean, there were people
over
there, but I feel like that's what makes it fun a little bit. Like, that's part of the experience is like, it's a little crowded. That's great.
Yeah.
No one's complaining about, oh my gosh, the door was blocked because someone was eating their ice cream with their grandkids. After a graduation,
we've missed the bigger picture.
I could only imagine being an employee there. You could tell they were a little bit.
Oh, they were on edge.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to, since we just
talked. We haven't even gotten to our list. Or is there anything to talk about?
Oh, no. Well, this is kind of it's in my list.
Okay, so I need to know, will you show a picture of what you wore to the wedding finally?
Yeah, but you know what's crazy, you guys? I don't even have a picture
a full
of me
length
in it. I have one of me, just the top of me that you can't even see. And all my friends were so annoyed. And I'm like, so I took a picture of the dress, but there's not even a picture of me wearing it. And I'll tell you, it's good. It wasn't great. It's one of those, it looked fine, but I mean, I don't think it was the cutest thing I've ever worn. But I'm flipping through the pictures real quick. There's me.
in the dress, but you can't see it. Hold on. I'm going to show you the actual dress, but there's the dress right there.
I think it's cute.
It was fun. See, her response tells you everything you need to know, people.
I think it's very cute. It's your colors. I think that's good. That's okay. A good choice. I think it's better than the ones you showed me on Amazon.
So when I went to North Park, oh yeah, I returned all those. When I went to North Park to grab a dress, I was like, okay, here's the deal. I'm going in the first store that I can park reasonably by, and I am going to buy the first dress I try on that's not heinous. Because I have to.
You were in a time crunch.
Yeah. And I had my little neighbor. It's their family's oldest. They got married, but I had their little foster baby, and he's 18 months old, and he's a doll. I mean, a doll baby. And he had a little tuxedo. Oh, and he's fat and darling, and Dorothy will call it out on him. You own that little 18-month-old. But anyway, but when I was at the North Park, I was like, you know what? I need a new bra. And this is what I'd like to discuss.
Wait. Hold the phone.
Yes.
You're saying you're going to go in the first store, the first dress, quick, and then you throw in bra shopping?
Well, that's the point of what I'm getting at. I think here's the thing. If I have a car wreck, and I'm saying this to you, Heather McFadden, and anyone listening that's in the Dallas Metroplex. If there's ever like you drive by, you're like, oh, that might be Cynthia. Like you have to rush in and get me and go to the hospital and burn my bra. And I don't mean because you're making a political statement. I mean because you don't want me to go down in foreverness with the bras I own. And I'm just wondering, do you have a sponsor?
Honey love.
Okay. If
I'm showing it to her right now.
It's really enjoyable up here. We either have to get Honey Love to sponsor this show, or I'm gonna have to start a burn the bra movement, and it has nothing to do with a political stance. But mine are terrible. Are yours not terrible if you didn't have this going on?
Mine are not terrible, but I do think I'm down to like a rotation of three in sports bras. Like I wear a lot of sports bras during the day when I don't have to wear dresses or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think I have three on tight rotation that they're newer.
I have two. Okay. And one is wireless. Who told me I could go wireless? Who said that, Cynthia Ganoff, you're at an age where things are still where they're supposed to be. You should go wireless. I mean, terrible idea.
With Honey Love, you can go wireless.
Will you stop? They are not sponsoring
I know.
Please do, Honey Love. We love you. Okay, so
did you buy one?
But do the normal people have bad bras? That's what I want to know.
I think the normal people do because, like you've said from previous girls' trips you've been on, you recognize grooming habits that were different. People show up and show their bras and you're like, oh my gosh, please. Burn. One of mine is a friend. I won't out her because I have lots of friends who are doctors. Humble brag. Female doctors. But one is a doctor. It's not like this is a financial strain. Hers was so bad. It was from like high school, I think. Down to one hook.
My gosh.
Like barely hanging on. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Right?
So bad.
Doctor, I mean, it's like lawyers. Like, we don't have a will. Like, you don't take care of the things that should be evident.
Yeah, I mean, she's not a fashionista. I mean, like I'm saying, like, the bra isn't necessary for her job. But I would say that it's not for lack of being able to buy one. I think it's a time thing. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. Why don't we invest more in that?
I know.
So it's did like, you get one? That's like, the yes. question. You and did?
Like, it's like my...
Did you get measured by a person?
No. Gosh, no. Do you know me? But that's the other thing that's so weird about it. Like, I don't need some department guru in there messing
Did you think about this from the Melissa Radke?
No, but I did think about it later. But I remember someone told me a long time ago, you go with the smallest you can on the perimeter, like what's that called? Your circumference or whatever, and then up the cup. So, like, if you could get, you would get a, this isn't it, but, like, you would get a.
Like, if the measurement around.
Yeah, like a 34D instead of a 36C, because you're trying to match the circumference and then go bigger cup, is what I remember hearing somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure that's wrong. So,
because it eventually starts stretching, you want it to be the tightest it can, and then you can loosen it.
Okay, so I went through this whole process as fast as I could, because you guys know how I operate. I'm moving as fast as I'm talking in this. And so I grab like everything from like a 34D to a 36C to a 38B to, I mean, I'm just grab, I don't know.
Like a K.
And a K. Is there a K?
I don't know. Double L.
They have minimizers. They have push-ups. They have.
Okay, well, what?
Okay, I don't know, because you know, guys, I'm so like, bleh. I end up getting a bra. And it fit great. I was so proud of myself. I got home. I was like, okay, because this dress is going to need a good bra. So I get home. I have that little baby. Kate's with him. And he wakes up from his nap. We have to leave to get him to the wedding on time. He blows out his diaper because you know that's what these kids do. You know what I mean? And so we're frantically trying to get him put back together, whatever. I get to the wedding. I realize I wore the wireless bra. I forgot the one that's like the trashy, terrible. I bought that bra and didn't even wear it. I mean, my boobs were probably at my knees.
This is why you didn't get a picture.
I think that's why nobody took my picture. They're like, things are not good here.
Cynthia's had better days.
And you know what else I needed is that little that little stitch thing. Did you give me one?
Yeah.
I was in such a crazy rush. I didn't get to, but it's that dress has a weird
one stitch.
Yeah, it needs one thing out because I didn't want to show my goods. I mean, because people would be able to find them. it'd have to go to, you know, those belly button, like it'd have to have the crease. Anyway, that's enough on that.
What was about dropping the phone on your face?
Oh, when I had that baby. You guys, well, when I was caretaking.
It sounds like caretaking, I had that baby. You had another baby.
I was laying on the floor with him after. I was so tired. You know, 18-month-old and all. I mean, adding another kid. I was laying on the floor with him playing, and I lifted up my phone above my head to look at something, and it fell out of my hand, and my whole phone fell smack on my face. It hurt so bad.
Do you have a black eye?
Yeah, I know, but I have black, like I have makeup over it. But I mean, it's so tender and sensitive. I'm like, okay, we're officially at the age. Like we need better bras. We can't hold on to our phone. It's terrible. What's going on with you? Tell me about the Meta PR.
Where are we? Oh my gosh, y'all. You know, I do this other podcast and I.
You do? What's it called?
It's called Tell Mom Alone. Huh. And I don't do anything. This is not CNN. I'm not Fox News. I'm nothing controversial.
Thanks for clarifying.
Uh-huh. Nothing controversial. We're talking about mom stuff here, okay? Well, I did book an interview with the Meta's global.
Oh, yes.
Director.
That was
of public policy. That sounds like a lot of big words. Anyway, right before my interview, Jonathan Haidt, who's done the Anxious Generation book, he posts a lot on phones and all stuff. He posts a Washington Post article that had come out that week that was just talking real bad about Meta's new teen accounts.
Oh, and you had to address it with him, didn't you?
Well, I put in the comments, I then removed it. I said, hey, I'm interviewing Meta's global director. What should I ask? And all these people are giving like questions. And then I thought, you know what? I should ask my listeners what they want me to ask. And so I posted his little like clip of the article and a question box.
Oh.
It is 30 minutes before my interview.
And is it blowing up?
No, I get an email from the girl, the PR person who coordinated the interview. And she said, hey.
Uh-oh.
All these positions, the public affairs or the public affairs director of Meta would like to talk to you on the phone before your interview.
Oh, they wanted to screen what you were going to ask.
Yeah, I felt like, oh my gosh, Meta's going to shut me down. I'm going to lose my account. I felt like
you were worried about the interview.
I'm worried about the interview. I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about my children. Did they know where I live? I mean, this
Big Brother's coming after.
I really did feel like, oh no, I like whistle blew on. Anyway,
and so what'd they say?
I just played it safe, and she was like, "We just don't want to over-index on the Washington Post article." La 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 la. Like, don't make that be the whole focus of your interview.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And I literally said, well, I'm not going to throw her under the bus. And I just want to learn more about what are the teen accounts? What do they offer? How does she know that a person even is the right age that they say they are?
Did you think that they saw on your social or they saw where you posted on that other one?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. But I have never, like, you want to talk about people pleasing. I was more just like, I hope my children live and my house doesn't get blown up. I was just like, really? I've never been that nervous before in an interview.
Oh my goodness.
Like, this is real. This is real, like, corporate level.
Yeah.
People.
So how was the interview?
Okay. I just think the actual director lady, she's precious. Like, she would hang out with you and I. She has teens. She's so down to earth. She's Irish. She lives in the UK. She's precious. She's the perfect person for that job.
I bet her bra's better than mine.
I don't know. She's this high level position in a big company and she has teenagers. Like, she probably doesn't have new bras either.
Will you ask her?
I will next time.
Can you put that on the socials and see if Big Brother comes out again? Like, we're not talking about her bras. Thank you.
We're not talking about Washington Post anymore.
Anyway,
that was a little bit, like, I was a little more nervous.
Can we talk about end of school gifts for teachers?
Yeah. I know you and I are pretty much done. I have one more. One kid that's still.
Still what?
Taking finals.
Oh, yeah. Mine are done. Okay. I have found something I do that I find interesting. And I'm wondering if everybody does this. And I think we do. Is the quality of the gift commensurate with the kind of teaching you think your kid got that year? Or does it, are you like, I don't care what your number is, but are you like, every teacher or like elementary school gets $75 because they're with my kid all the time. Or every, you know, my high school's like, I'm all a $5 Starbucks gift card because my kid has some. Like, is it preset? Because I figured out about myself, I knock it out if you are good to my kid, my little one especially, who struggles so much.
Yeah.
And if you, if I think you bagged it in on him, which is so judgmental, am I a teacher? No. But if I think you bagged it in, you get, you know what you get? You get the night before school's out, an emailed Amazon card. Stop. Not even that, like a, I put it in cute cellophane with something. So is that normal? How do you do it?
I think mine's very hit or miss if I even remember to do it.
Okay, yeah.
And
I mean, you don't have to, obviously.
I feel like when it was, they had the one teacher, it's very different from now middle school. He's got like eight teachers and then high school, another five or six
as
teachers.
They get older, I don't do it.
Yeah, but I told you on the Instagram Live, and if you guys don't catch it, every Friday we do an Instagram Live.
And they're very popular for like three
Super
people.
Popular at the Sidetrack Show on Instagram. Anyway.
If you don't follow us, that's bad, guys. Come on. I don't know if it's bad per se.
Doing?
Come on.
But we sometimes do post pictures of what we talk about here. And
no,
we still need your band pick. You and marching band.
You want my bra pick?
No, bra picks. Anyway, I shared that I like this year, I felt like I won the teacher gift game in that I was at Costco. I was like, maybe I'll get a gift card. Maybe we'll do Starbucks, like you said, or something. They had Bahama Bucks. They had a pack of five $10 gift cards that I only paid $30 for.
Yeah, that's great.
That it's feels just like
a little
I just
something.
I just made money.
No, you really literally
I
did not.
I literally made money.
Yeah.
I got $20 out of this. Really?
No, I think
actually,
that's
one
a
of
good
our
gift.
Friends, he does do the gift card game for himself. Like if it's places they're going to spend anyway and they have deals like that at Costco.
We do that at Torchy's. We get that
for getting the gift cards.
We get the free queso for a year if you spend $350 in gift cards, and then everybody gets a gift card for like 6 months for anything we go to, and Mike and I eat free queso. But you know what happened to our free queso card?
What?
It was in the truck that got stolen.
No.
Wah, wah.
Moment of silence for the queso in the truck.
Mike was so mad. He goes, he's not more mad about losing our queso card than he was about losing the truck. And I was
Did you get a new one yet?
Yeah.
You did?
Remember I drove it home
that was
day
the one you got?
On the live that y'all need to listen
again,
to? Yeah,
on the live.
Hey, somebody DM'd us. This is probably something we don't need to cover during the show, but they said, will y'all please post the poem you were talking about or something? Did you remember? I don't remember what that was, but did we talk about a poem? Anyway, we tried to
post. She wrote a poem. You said that someone wrote us this poem.
Oh, that's the poem they want us to post. Okay. Heather,
well, or they want
it
us to read it. What? It, who's the person? Did you?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know.
People.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk to me about same height party.
Okay. I just saw this on Instagram and I didn't know. I wondered if you would go to one because you and I struggle with a height. With sitting here, it's not like you're much shorter than I am
no,
when
I'm
we're
really
standing
short
up, but when we're sitting down, for some reason, my torso must be.
How tall are you?
5'6" and a half.
Okay, well, I'm 5'1" and a half.
No, you're not.
5'2" ish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I almost always have on
but
heels.
You have a heels. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So it's called a same height party, and I guess they have a friend who's 6'5". I have a son who's 6'5", so I thought it was funny that that was the height. She made special shoes for every single person, so that everybody at the party was 6'5".
Oh, I get it.
So they're all walking around and they're all at eye level.
That's so fun.
That was funny.
I'd like to be invited to one of those. Yeah, people are.
Moomoo's Mahjong. Yes, sign me up.
10 out of 10.
I mean, I'd go to that. Totally. What kind of fun party have you ever hosted? Because I feel like summer's the time to kind of play around with that. Even though everyone's out of town, they're all in Europe. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Literally my whole Instagram feed is people in Europe. And I'm so happy for them. And also, not.
Are you going to block me come Friday?
I might have to block you.
When we go to Europe?
100% to block you.
Okay, parties, fun parties. Hot girl summer party with friends. We had a hot girl summer. We were all decided that we wanted to have, it was Sherry. Shout out Sherry. That we were going to have we want to be hot. Last summer, like good looking hot, not like sweat, because in Texas you will anyway. And so everybody brought their favorite hot girl product and enough for everyone. And so everybody got one. There's only like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of us. It was super fun. And then my favorite, we already talked on the show. I always do that favorite things party like in December. But yeah, my friend did unfavorites thing.
Oh, yeah.
Unfavorite things. We all took our least favorite Christmas gift we got, and it was hysterically funny. But then I don't have any other parties per se planned. I will do that thing at my house where like we make sandwiches and there's always a bunch of people to stay over and that's fun. But my fun friends were like, we're going to go, we're renting a house. We're all going down to float the Guadalupe.
Oh,
I'm like done. And so I like people that'll plan just a last minute, like let's jump on this and do that and all the things. So
that's what
I know. I did get invited to a friend's house the other night. You know, our friend Danielle, precious. Yeah. Oh,
so I mean, she's like the kindest person ever. She's in the top 10 list of kindest people ever.
You know what our totally. Do you know what our friend? She listens, Danielle. It's true. Do you know what our friend Stephanie said when I said I was like, when I met Danielle 10 years ago, I'm like, I'm gonna be best friends with her. I love her. And she goes, our friend Stephanie said, you're too mean for her. I was like, you watch me. And you know what? Danielle loves me, guys.
Because she's so nice.
She's
like a missionary to you.
You're saying
she's missionary. She's trying to get you to win you over for Jesus.
She's trying to win me over for kindness. Maybe. Okay, so we're at her house for dinner the other night. She invited us and some other couples over, and it was so fun. And you guys, they have a wrought iron fence that looks over like a golf course. And JB's out there swimming for a little while, and it's all like adult kids and adults and JB. And so they hear a coyote or see a coyote on the golf course. So JB runs down there and he's like doing all the stuff. And then finally he starts screaming and Brett's like, mom. And I go over there. JB got his stinking leg caught in the wrought iron fence.
Like between it?
Yes. Those aren't slats, but whatever they are.
Yeah, like the bars.
Yes, in the bars. I'm like,
what was he doing? Trying to go through it to catch the coyote?
I don't know why his leg was in it. I don't know a lot of things. And so look at how you're.
Him.
Oh, and see, that's totally why you're such a great mom. Because she's like, oh, bless it. And I'm like, this isn't
good.
Was
he crying?
Well, he started crying. He's like, mom, don't laugh. A coyote's going to eat me. As he's stuck in a compromising spot. And so I'm like, okay, you need to take a deep breath. Calm down. So I get on the other side of the fence. And Brett's like, he was up higher when he stuck his foot in. So I'm trying to, I can't
you
get
You have to like slide him up.
I'm sliding him up. And so I can't get him out. I'm like, well, JB, I think you live here now. Like I'm totally messing with him. And sweet Danielle runs out with her cooking oil. And she puts cooking oil or gives it to me. And I pour cooking oil all over his leg. Now, probably a dab would have done. I bathed him in it.
It's like anointed. It's like your friend that got anointed with oil.
Yes. Slipped it right all back out. Done.
Done. Sweet and now guy. Now I'll go down real easy for the coyote.
Oh, now the coyote's going to be like, this smells even better. Smells like bacon.
Very delicious. Okay. Very delicious.
Do we need to get to our list?
Keep JB away from fences for the summer, maybe. Do you think he learned anything?
Oh, I don't think so. One bit. I think
that's the trick, right?
I mean,
how do we stay out of these situations in the future?
No, because I think a good parent would have like circled back and been like, hey, we shouldn't put our orifices. That's not the right word.
No.
What's the right word? Our parts. Parts doesn't seem right either. We shouldn't put our extremities,
not orifice.
That's also a life lesson. Put your
don't put anything in your orifices. And don't put your extremities in a fence.
No,
this is all
orifices. Nothing goes
holes.
In them. Yeah. Okay, we knew that, Heather.
You kept saying it like you weren't sure. I cannot find this poem.
Would you like to talk about what you're sidetracked by? And then I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about on Super Trackers.
You can find it? You must have posted. Oh, you posted this and everybody's talking about it.
What'd they say? I didn't.
They're all just laughing at it.
Did I want that other pink dress?
Yeah, about this, that you showed restraint.
I showed restraint by not ordering another one. But I think that's part of our new shtick is we order random clothes and try them on. And you know what?
Well, that's what I'm sidetracked by to start. Okay,
okay, good, good, good.
Is these Amazon pants. Do you want me to stand up and show you them?
I thought you were in your jammies.
I know. They're so comfortable.
They're really so cute. Great. They've got two pockets. Hers are olive green. They are.
Look, do you see how there's sun at the bottom?
Yeah, they kind of have that. What's what that called? That pedal effect or something?
You know how they do the barrel jeans?
Yeah.
You know what that is? What? My cat.
Oh, it's already got a little cat scratch.
Barrel jeans. I'm going to share something in Super Trackers about our cats, and I'm just going to tell you, it's going to make everyone not want to be a cat owner. What happened?
Oh, too late.
With all of the moving things around, and we're trying to figure out where to put the kitty litter, and there was just a little bit of a debacle with the kitty litter. And anyway, I'm not a fan of the cats right now, and definitely not when they go after my pants.
Tell them to stay away from your orifices. I bought some barrel jeans. There's not one world where anybody looks good in a barrel jean, but you surely don't give it to the short girl.
Well, for
sure. I'm going to wear them over here next time.
Okay, so the name on these, and I'll send the link to Megan so she can put them in the show notes, is they're Palazzo Harem pants.
Harem?
With pockets.
You said?
Baggy, wide leg, all the right words.
Is this the most international you're going
to
get?
No, I'm going to wear them to El Salvador. Okay. Because I'm not allowed to wear shorts there, which I'm good with. But yeah. I'm going to be hot. So anyway, I'm sidetracked by that. What are you sidetracked by? We didn't cover this.
We'll cover that in Superchargers. Okay. I am sidetracked by Zarby's melanoma. No.
What? What just happened?
Melatonin. You can tell I've had a lot of skin cancer. Zarby's melatonin. And I don't really know why.
But Zarby's like.
For kids.
Wait. Arby's is the roast beef restaurant. What's Zarby's?
Zarby's. I don't know, but somebody told me about it. If your kiddos have trouble going to sleep, especially our precious ADHD friends.
Yeah.
And he's the pickiest everythinger. And
it's got two E's, y'all.
Okay.
Zarby's.
And so he wears them. He likes them. He'll eat them. And it's just enough of a little bit of night-night. And so don't come at me, all of you, telling me that I need to, like, I don't know.
No, people love melatonin.
Okay, good. So that's a new thing. And I'm wondering, should I take some on the airplane?
100%.
Because I don't sleep great on planes. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. We're going to talk about my
100%
packing. We're going to talk a little touch about Europe. After
you should
I've gone,
take some Ambien or something.
No. Next thing you know, I'm walking around the plane in my bad bras.
Shirtless.
Showing my orifices
out and about.
Okay, what's your next one?
I can't decide. Okay, I'll go with this. It's a show. Have you watched The Rehearsal?
No.
Have you ever watched Nathan For You? Mm-mm. Okay. Nathan For You is a show that Nathan Fielder, he's a comedian. He's from Canada. It's hilarious. He acts like he's telling businesses how to improve their business, but it's all a joke.
Okay.
But it's kind of reality show style. Anyway. He has a new show. This is the second season called The Rehearsal, where he like basically practices whole scenarios and builds out, like he built out the Houston Hobby Airport.
Oh my gosh.
And this whole second season is a little bit serious in that he's trying to figure out why planes crash.
Oh.
And he's narrowed it down to that the pilot, the captain and the co-pilot have not really met each other. And then when one of them has concerns, they don't speak up to the other one. And if they had a better relationship, then the crashes wouldn't happen.
Do we have to talk about this right before I get on a plane to Europe? Okay.
I'm just telling you, like, he is brilliant. This show, there's one episode where it's like, I could have done without that. But everything else is so well done and like blow your mind, impressive.
I want to watch it.
He spends a lot of money. It's an HBO show.
Maybe I can watch on the plane if I can learn how to download.
I don't know that you should watch it on the plane.
Oh, okay. I won't watch it on the plane.
But
are you
a
nervous flyer?
No, but this one I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is, I don't think it matters what kind, but there's balloons. I had Party Woo, W-O-O balloons. But what I did, I wanted to have a balloon. Remember, I did a balloon arch for Kate's graduation at UT?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brett was graduating, and I wanted to do some sort of balloon. I was trying to hire someone, and my friend I ran into at Hobby Lobby was like, do not hire someone. Long story short, we showed it on the live. Kate is here from college, and she and I ordered just the color of the university that Brett will be attending, A&M. We got the maroon and white balloons. We blew them up all the different sizes, just tied them with string. We didn't use that stuff it comes with for balloon arches. We did the cutest arrangement on my mantle, over this big light fixture in my kitchen, up the stair banister. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, who did your balloons? And I was like, we did. And do you know what? It took zero time because my neighbor had one of those automatic balloon blower uppers that looks like how you milk a cow with two things sticking up and you just put balloons on it real fast.
It's like, is it helium?
No, no. It's just regular, but it just airs them up real fast.
Oh, and then I need one of those. How do you get that?
Apparently, it's like a Walmart thing. Somebody told me they're cheap. Okay. And you just stick it on either end. It blows them up. Then you tie the balloons together. I just real quick blew them up and tied them. Kate wrapped them with ribbon. I mean, I bet you we did 3 really big balloon things in less.
This is your new business.
In less than an hour.
Because I'm looking at these on the Amazon and it's $8 for like 85.
I paid $8 for balloons and I borrowed my neighbor's air thing and I killed it. And I was like, wow. I don't know if this is exactly right, but I think I paid $250 for the one in Austin. Now she put extra stuff and it was outside and it was amazing.
You got to do like, yeah, the helium.
And thing. I split it with 3 moms. But anyway, that's my second one is those balloons, the balloon arch stuff. You can do it, you guys. If I can do it.
You can totally do it.
Okay. What's your next?
So I'm going to combine 2 things. Okay. Because it's summer, one, I have to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner now all the time because these children want to eat their home all the time.
All the time. 3 squares a day.
But I did see something on Instagram. I was influenced. I was sidetracked. She took those croissants that are like dough. You know, they're not cooked yet. And you put them in the oven. They cook.
Mm-hmm. They're in a can. Yeah.
No, these are the ones kind of like how Whole Foods has them. They're kind of already pre-made and you just.
I was talking Walmart. You were talking Whole Foods. Gosh, you're bougie.
Well, she did that. I took it and I did my own version. I went to my Sam's Now and I got a big case of the little mini croissants. Mm-hmm. She sprinkled the brown sugar and put them in her waffle maker. I sprinkled brown sugar and put it in my waffle maker. So mine were already cooked croissants, but still put them in the waffle maker with some brown sugar and it crisps those things up just the right amount of caramelized. In it, I don't know. Put a little like whipped cream,
cinnamon toast.
Mm. Yeah, yummy. Whipped cream, some fresh fruit, delicious, good. And then my other thing I'm loving this summer is all things coconut.
Oh, okay.
And I had a question for you. Have you ever had a dirty Dr. Pepper?
No.
My friend Amber made one for my son when we were at the lake this weekend, and I didn't know. I was like, oh, this would be something that you might like a little mocktail.
A dirty diet Dr. Pepper.
Uh huh.
What's in it?
So you would take your diet Dr. Pepper,
uh-huh.
Add a little lime.
Mm-hmm.
She did, I think, half and half, but the recipe I found was coconut cream.
Mm. That's good for the non-drinker, so you really look like you're...
You look like a little... You know.
And people already think I'm drunk.
Totally.
I act like a fool.
Totally. And the other thing for the drinkers, for those who do drink, if you like a ranch water or something that has tequila in it, my friend had coconut tequila.
Hmm.
And it really just feels like now it's summer.
Okay.
Now it's official. Anything with a little coconut makes you think of sunscreen and you're better.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
So
my last one is boring, but I did get a weighted vest.
A weighted vest.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about it later. And mine's a real pretty blue. Everybody gets a black. I'm like, no, I'm going to do me. I got a blue one. It's real pretty. It's yet to be on my body. But one quick thing.
Wait. It's yet to be on your body?
No. I mean, Heather, I told y'all that I've been writing a book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
Are you going to wear it around Europe?
No, but can you imagine? No, but
your bag is a few pounds over.
I took that baby, that little baby I had, I took him for a walk in a stroller and I was like, I need a good walk. We need to get out. So I put on those weights I asked for that Mike got me for Christmas. And so I'm
for walking. The wrist.
Yes.
For your wrist?
Yes. But you guys, this is what's so funny. I have on my wrist, I'm walking and I'm pushing a stroller. So literally nothing's moving, right? Like these are not effective. And I'm like, well, this is so weird. Like I don't feel any more tired. And I'm like, oh, because my hands are on a stroller. And then I realized, I'm like, they sure are big. They were ankle weights.
Yeah.
Why did I have them on my wrist? Why? And I really thought they were wrist weights. And I was like, well, I guess just pushing a stroller, it doesn't work. And then I was like, duh. Mm. I put them on my ankles. So I stopped and I put them on my ankles. I was like, oh, these are heavy.
This is a little bit of a workout.
So my third thing is weighted vest, but I haven't used it, so whatever.
But you were sidetracked.
I'm sidetracked by it. But what are we going to – okay, so we need to switch to super trackers. I've got a list of things I need to discuss, literally a list, what old people talk about when they travel.
Okay.
And you know how I said it's on my list of do not talk about your travel plans. I do not want to hear it. And yet here I am. I'm going to talk about it because apparently I'm old. And then I also want to tell you a gift that a friend dropped off for me. Related to travel that was so kind. So I want to talk about those couple. And I have a few other things. What about you?
I'm going to do the kitty litter thing.
Do you have a tooting story I read?
Somewhere? Oh, that's just, it's not about me. Maybe I'll share that in a future sidetracked. I just saw it on Instagram and thought it was so funny, but it's a little bit of a story. We need to hear, what is this? Oh, you already did that.
Yes. I was going to tell y'all something too. Well, me boycotting the, me wanting to boycott that boutique, it made me think of something that happened as a kid with my mom that's kind of funny. So I'll tell you in Super Trackers. It's fine, everybody.
And then communicating with boys?
Who can? Gosh.
They're already home?
Oh, well.
How is finals? Good. Okay. Mike's doctor's appointment?
We'll talk about it in Super Trackers.
And then foster care.
Well, the reason somebody asked. Somebody asked it and they said they're praying about whether or not to do it. Would you share your story? I'm like, what a bunch of jerks.
We said we would last Super Trackers and we didn't.
We've yet to do it. So here's the deal. We're going to talk about it briefly in Super Trackers. If it's you and you're not a Super Tracker, then will you reach out to us, DM us, and I'm just going to give you a link to listen to the show or something. We're going to figure out a way that you can listen to it. So
yeah.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry for the person who wrote the poem about Sidetracked. We'll find it and we're going to put it in our
pretty graph. We're going to chat to a graphic.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. Thank y'all. Bye.